Hey, massive days. So the Mechaber said yesterday that on Machar Chodesh, we read the special Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, and when it's 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday, so some of the minhag that the Haftorah you read is of Hashemayim Kisi for Rosh Chodesh, and then the first pasuk and the last pasuk of Machar Chodesh. Some say no, you don't skip from one Navi to the other Navi. And we only say the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, and we don't say the Machar Chodesh Pesachim. That's our Minag, Avalim Haftorah, but also Navi Osinkim. But if the Haftorah which you're reciting is from that same Navi, so then we would say the Pasuk of Machar Chodesh as well. So they used to have a Minag that whenever there was a Chasan, they would change the Haftorah from the weekly Haftorah to Sos Asis. Obviously, we don't have that Minag. Otherwise, in some shuls, they would never do the regular Haftorah. So we don't do that. Siv Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Echalios B'Shabbos, Kol B'Masof B'Bracha Reviyas Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Echosim Mekadosh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh Echadashim. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, in Musaf, the end Bracha is Mekadosh Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Rosh Echadashim. In the Siddur, it says that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you should say, after you say the Pasuk about the Karbanos of Shabbos, you should say, Zeh Karban Shabbos, the Karban Hayom Ka'amur. And that's what it says in Siddur Rav Amram also. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that some people say, no, that's extra. You're adding words that are not needed because it's obvious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this Karban is for Shabbos and this Karban is for Rosh Chodesh. So there's no reason to say it. And then it would count as a hefsek. Okay, and then it would count as a hefsek. If b'dieved you were only said Mekadosh HaShabbos, you didn't say Mekadosh HaShabbos Rosh Chodashim, you are Yotzei b'dieved. If you mess up and you say Tikkun Shabbos, instead of saying Atah Yetzarta for Rosh Chodesh, you just say the Shabbos Musaf Shmona Esrei. So most poskim say that you are not Yotze, and you need to daven Musaf again. Okay, that is the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. Now, Tav Chavav, Berkas HaLevana, Uzmana. Sif Aleph, Haro Levana B'chidusha, if you see the new moon, Mivarech Asher B'mamaro, Baresh Hakim, etc., that you have the bracha on the card. Ve'in L'kadosh HaChodesh Ela B'layla B'ez Shalavana Zarachas in Enemei Ora, you should only say this bracha of Kiddush Levana at night when you're able to benefit from the light of the moon. The Mishnah Berurah says that women are exempt from Kiddush Levana because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. And even though in general women are allowed to volunteer to do mitzvah Shazman Grama and they can make brachas on it, still this mitzvah, there's no reason for them to do because they are the ones that caused the pagam of the Levana in the first place, so it's not appropriate for them to volunteer to do that mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah also says that when a katan reaches the age of chinuch, we are mechanechim to do this mitzvah. But according to Rashi, who says that there's no mitzvah of chinuch on Kriya Shema because the child's not awake at night for you to train him, so too there'd be no mitzvah of chinuch by Kiddush Levana if the child's not going to be awake anyway. What does it mean, nenem me'ora? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses a very common case. What happens if the moon gets covered by the clouds? So if the clouds are very light clouds, that you're able to see the moon through it, and you're benefiting from the light of the moon, so then you can make the bracha. But if the clouds are thick, and you can't really see the light of the moon, so then you would not make a bracha. If you started to make the bracha, and then the moon got covered, you can then continue and finish the bracha, unless when you start making the bracha, you realize there's no way that it's going to remain, so then you shouldn't even start the bracha in the first place. So sometimes we wait outside, and you're waiting for it to become clear, and it becomes clear for a second, then you start making the bracha, not a good idea to do. So too, if there's some other type of separation between you and the moon, a screen or something, a window, so it's better not to make it through the window because you can't really know if you're actually benefiting directly from the light of the moon or not.